You're listening to a mini episode of the Enterprise Now Show, where we change lives through enterprise.
So you become this LinkedIn go-to person. You love the platform because it changed your life. Similar to my story, right? When people think about what I do in terms of podcasting, for me, it's much deeper, right? It literally gave me the ability to live my dream of being an entrepreneur. Mm-hmm. So it had
always been a dream of yours to be an entrepreneur.
Yes. Since mm-hmm. I was 14, I knew two things. I knew I wanted a family because mm-hmm. I didn't have one, not the one I thought I deserved. And I knew I wanted to own my own business. So my plan as a 14-year-old was I knew I had to get a job. Uh-huh. I knew education was important to my mom. So I knew I had to do something. So I was like, okay, I'll just go to school. I'll get a job so mm-hmm. that I can find a wife because, you know.
She'll want me to have a job.
Right. And my 14-year-old self, you know, I realized that. So I was like, all right, I'll get a job, get married, have a family, and do my side gigs. And the second that I can quit that day job and do my own thing, that's what I'll do. And that's what I did.
Good for you.
Took a little bit longer than I anticipated.
Mm-hmm. Right, but you made it happen.
But I think similar to you, like LinkedIn has shifted your life. So I'm curious to know, at what moment did you look back? I did a post on LinkedIn the other day about you should look back. You should look mm-hmm. back over how far you've come. What was that moment for you when you realized, okay, this is bigger than just me starting a business on a platform. Like, this is a paradigm shift.
Wow. There's been moments, different moments along the way. And I guess one of the bigger moments was in 2019 when I was on stage at an event in New Orleans as the opening speaker for an event. And it's like, wow. You know, so my background, you know, I went to college, my degree's in communications, right? Career, 30 plus years, print journalism, public relations. Me speaking is not a problem, if you can believe that. So, whatever. So being on stage as, you know, and a lot of it was always on behalf of organizations or, you know, the executives that I worked for and supported and all of that. But being on stage in New Orleans, you know, on a national level, as Clarine Mitchell, the business owner, founder and CEO of TCM Communications, and then publishing my book when I did that, you know, it's every time, and this is something maybe I shouldn't share, but I'm sharing. So even now, whenever I go to an event and we get the name tags, our name and the name of our business is on there, I have them all saved.
All of them?
Pretty much.
From all the events? So when you say all.
As many as I take, even if it's like in the plastic thing and our names is, I take it out the plastic, give them the plastic back, and then I take it home and I, or if it's the sticky is still there, so I take it off my outfit, put it on my phone case until I get home. And then there's on my wall, there's a bulletin board and I have the sheets that I have.
That's awesome.
And for me, wow, I don't know where this is coming from. It's going back to that faith walking and how far God has brought me with my business. And every time I see my name in the business name, it's God did that.
Yeah.
But God,
yeah.
The journey that I've gone on with my business and creating it. I don't know if you want to get to this. And I was going to say, I'm sorry, I'm not.
No, no.
Because this is joy tears because I know the journey he's brought me on. And you used to talk about looking back. I know how far he's brought me with my business.
Yeah.
I think about, you know, my first client and how that's another one, how happy I was when I got paid.
Yeah.
They gave me, you know, compared to what I get paid now, it wasn't a lot. But, you know, and that's the growth, being able to charge my worth and mm-hmm. learning the journey of mm-hmm. getting to that worth point.
Yeah.
But that moment when I got, that first payment from a LinkedIn coaching client and going from meeting some at a coffee shop and just, you know, being nice and doing that to it being an official meeting and being paid for my expertise on the spot. That was really the first one.
Thank you so much for listening. If you got value from the show, all I ask is that you share it with one other person you think would also enjoy the content. And we would love to connect with you on social media as well.